Simon & Schuster Audio presents What the Taliban Told Me by Ian Fritz. Read by the author.
Bashboon, Mumkin, Kadu, to Marianne. Maybe, Pumpkin. If I could tell you of its beauty, this place that I once loved, you'd ask me where I'd been, hoping that one day you might see it too. Where we were is no secret. I can point it out to you on a map. But it is not somewhere that you can go. It is not a place that you can be. If I could tell you how I miss it, this land that I still love, you'd ask me how to get there, saying, that's a place I'd like to visit. And I'd tell you that I can't go somewhere that obviates the need for me. I'm no EE. I can't carry it in my heart. Afghanistan is not a place anyone can take. It isn't theirs to steal. But I can tell you of this place, this land that I will love, if only so that you know where we have been. Listen. To be on a gunship is to be a god. This is not to say that flying in these magnificent monstrosities provided me with some sort of spiritual moment or religious exaltation. This is to say that to be on a gunship, to carry out its mission, is to feel as powerful as any deity from the pantheons of old. But these gods, like all gods, are not interested in creation. To use the 105, a gun that is loaded with 45-pound bullets, a gun that, when fired, causes the 155,000-pound plane it's mounted on to buck so far to the right that the pilot must actively correct the flight path, is to be Zeus hurling Hephaestus's bolts. To fire a Griffin missile from an altitude so great that the men on the ground could only know of it in the same moment that it kills them, is to be Mars flinging his spear. And while the old gods may have died, they were profligate with their genes, leaving their sons and daughters, we Nephilim, to carry on their legacy. Some of us use our eyes to find those who have sinned, scanning the earth below for evidence of their crimes, a hot spot of soil here, a silhouette of a gun there. We are called sensor
Sample complete. Ready to continue?